With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
Federal workers had until Thursday midnight to accept the administration's offer to resign with pay through the end of September. But a judge in Massachusetts put the plan on hold and has scheduled a hearing for Monday. Several labor unions sued over the deferred resignation plans, which were orchestrated by Trump advisor Elon Musk, who's spearheading efforts to downsize and reshape the federal workforce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, thunderstorms bringing heavy rains and cause flash flooding in portions of West Virginia. Portions of Indiana, southern Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, they were coated in ice. The Senate Judiciary Committee has delayed its vote on the nomination of Kash Patel to head the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats on the committee are so opposed to advancing the nomination, they've forced a hold, meaning the committee vote won't happen until next week. The delay is not expected to prevent Patel's eventual confirmation. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has described Patel's career as, quote, a study in fighting for unpopular but righteous causes, exposing corruption, and putting America first. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump said at a private religious group's Washington Prayers breakfast, he's forming a commission on religious liberty. He'll name Attorney General Pam Bondi to lead a task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. Earlier in the day, the president did advocate at the 73rd National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol for Americans to bring God back into their lives. On Wall Street, stocks have turned lower, the Dow dropping 325 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 35. This is SRN News. God doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
That's what most Americans believe. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 87% of respondents say God is not concerned with which team wins the big game on Sunday. However, on the question of whether or not the Almighty decides who does win, 20% of adults say yes. Separately, only 5% of pastors say they will cancel Sunday night activities to accommodate the Super Bowl, though some will make adjustments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in central Michigan. Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God, was predominantly displayed at the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. The Wisconsin-based Freedom for Religion Foundation, the leading atheist organization in the country, had threatened to launch a lawsuit if that verse stayed up. This is SRN News. The Hawaii Supreme Court scheduled to hear about insurance issues tying up a potential $4 billion Maui wildfire settlement.
Seven defendants blamed for causing the deadly tragedy have agreed to pay more than $4 billion to resolve claims by thousands of affected people. But a key settlement term says insurance companies can't separately go after the defendants to recoup money paid the policyholders. Insurers have so far paid more than $2.3 billion to people and businesses devastated by the fire.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Insurers also expect to pay $1 billion more. As Angelinos reel from the devastating wildfires, one L.A.-based nonprofit, The Change Reaction, is giving some of those impacted fast help by handing out cash payments of as much as $5,000 to help them meet immediate needs. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.